stop trying to hit
Love
over.
Talk Radio.
Now, when the good spinners come on, all you have to do is to just work the ball into the gap.
Mm-hmm.
Then Andrew Bass and Jenny pulled a lot of long hops, and you hit them off the square, hit them square the wicket on both sides. But I would like to do it three love, and if we do it three love, if we get into the finals, any number should play and will play, and we should bring back the trophy to Barbados. But the first hurdle is on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. Tony,
gentlemen, have a good night.
All right, have a good night to you. Thanks, Randolph. Tony, three love.
I support that. That's my wish.
Mm.
That's my wish.
Mm.
I think we have to really look at the batting. That's been our incredible weakness. We can't have Hales, Carter, and Nurse's batsmen performing in the way that they've performed as a trio.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's still Boucher and Graves who've given us about 25 runs per inning. If we say 30 is a decent T20 score, then looking at those three together, it makes us very vulnerable to shocks, or if we lose a few wickets, then we can't really put up a good score. So I think it's time that we look at least fortifying our batting. The bowling is good, but Trinidad will be more difficult on those lower Trinidad pitches as well, and Narayan is back, so it depends on how we navigate that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it should be interesting, but the Amazon Warriors, they've looked very good, Tony. I mean, they look unbeatable.
That's right. They've performed exceedingly well.
Mm.
And if you notice the average, the top player there, the average is way beyond anybody else in any of the other teams.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have to wait and see, but you know, sometimes people have a bad game.
Well, you're always juking about game, quite frankly.
They've been absolutely fantastic so far in relation to this tournament. Tony, in terms of the CPL, are you happy with any concerns at all? You like it, CPL?
It's good cricket for television. It's good cricket for the ladies. But in terms of its benefit to West Indies cricket, I don't think we have gotten as much out of it as perhaps some of the other countries. It is a money spinner, and I believe that it has affected us also in terms of having our players willing to play for West Indies when they could be playing, I would say, PL. In other words, for any particular country, a very difficult situation.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to England and get Clive Lloyd out of his bed. It's always a pleasure to talk to the big cat. Hello, Clive, how are you?
I'm not too bad.
All right, okay. All right. Right. Well, you got.
But I'm fighting it.
You're fighting it, yes, because I know we spoke today, you're recovering. Maybe you need to come back to Guyana and get some of that good old cook up, Clive.
Probably I need some of that bush that they have down there. Bush tea.
Yes, indeed. Well, it's some good old bush tea, yes. Always lovely in Guyana. Well, as you know, Clive, Desmond Haynes, you would have captained Phil Simmons, you got Floyd Reefer. They are vying for that big position as the head coach. Your views on Haynes, Simmons, and Reefer? Let's start with Desmond Haynes.
Well, yes, I think Desmond has coached before. He's got a lot of experience. And I think we have to use our experienced players to help the young guys.
Mm-hmm.
Simmons, they've all done work outside and inside of the West Indies. And I think Simmons is experienced. Desmond's experienced. I think we have two guys here who can, not to say, you know, if the repo wouldn't be good, but the point is that there are the lower players down below
mm-hmm.
can have some new recruits. But the point is that if you look at the situation with Australia,
mm-hmm.
they brought in Ricky Ponting,
right,
and Steve Waugh.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason for that. You don't just, you know, when Australia was struggling a little bit, what did they do? They had some of their senior players, all the senior captains, five or six of them,
mm-hmm.
and they put their heads together to find out exactly what is needed to get Australia back and you know, on the top level.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do so.
Mm-hmm.
We have some good young cricketers. I looked at the little guy the other day. Is it King?
King. Yeah, Brandon King, yes.
Mm-hmm. I think with the right guidance, we have a top-class cricketer.
Mm-hmm.
Looks
mm-hmm.
like he's level-headed. All right, he can hit the ball. There's no doubt about that. But once he can temper that with some, you know, with the right sort of thinking, picking the right balls to hit when he gets the
mm-hmm.
top-class bowling, then I think we have a player for the future.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, I really think that what we should do, you have two guys there
mm-hmm.
with a lot of experience.
Mm-hmm.
One of them should be, would be in charge, and the other one should be, as far as I'm concerned, I'd want to make him deputy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If you're making Simmons the coach, Desmond Haynes should be the assistant, plus the batting coach.
Okay.
So he's covering two areas for you there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you could think of anybody better apart from Gordon Greenidge, who I think I would want in any coaching situation
mm-hmm.
in the West Indies cricket. You know, unfortunately, you know, he
mm-hmm.
had a little bit of a problem, but the point is that
mm-hmm.
those are the guys that I would want to look after my back.
Okay.
Where the bowling is concerned,
mm-hmm.
you know, that will take care of itself. We have some of the greatest fast bowlers in the world. We have the Antiguan Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we have Ambrose and Walls? Walls has just got married to an Antiguan. I think he'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Courtly Ambrose.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have three of the best fast bowlers ever.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to go fly anywhere. They're right there. Why not have the fast bowling school there, the bowling coaches there?
Mm-hmm.
So that all our youngsters, like Zari and Joseph and these fellows, and have somebody to talk to. You couldn't think of talking to three better people.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the talent here that is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
The other situation that we have to look at is having selectors at a lower level too, where it should be like university. When you come out of university, you're ready to work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Our players at a lower level, they leave that academy, They should be ready for top class sport. They're ready to play test cricket or whatever it is. And I think that is what we should be looking at. We have to look at guys who, because these fellas now will pick your falls quite easily. You don't have to play three or four games. They can order up a video and they'll know exactly your strengths and your weaknesses. So we have to, the rudiments of the game got to be taught early. And it's got to get the right people telling you certain things.
Mm-hmm.
We have to move in that age where it's no technological stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I watched this guy the other day, Johnson from Australia,
mm-hmm.
talking about fast bowling
mm-hmm.
and where his shoulder should be, where if he did some, you know, the calisthenics of the thing. It's just that we need to get into that area. Not only telling a guy why you should do it, you know, how you should do it, why if he does something different, what will happen. We have to move with the time.
Mm-hmm.
Other people are way above us with that situation.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't moved into the technological age. And our batters, I look at some of these guys and all out to the grass.
Mm-hmm.
The guy the other day when they were four down about eight, the Warriors, Hafiz, is Hafiz his name?
Mm-hmm.
Alex.
Right.
made 73, and he didn't hit a ball in Ando.
Right, right. Tremendous knock. Tremendous knock, yeah.
And you would have thought that the Alawas saw how he played, that they would go out now and sort of, you know, do the same sort of situation. They didn't let the ball out to 10 tonight. It just showed you that we're not thinking our game. The shorter game, it brings out the best in you, because sometimes you have, you know, you can't just hit every ball off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You can hit it along the ground. When you hit a long ground, you still bat it.
Right.
You go aerial.
That's true.
You
that's
can
right
hit
true.
It with your feet.
Mm-hmm.
So all I'm saying is that our technique, coaching technique, has got to be right. You have to have the right people there. Because Mahane has made runs in one day cricket and test cricket.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows how to accommodate those two.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get people there. We have, you know, one guy told me the other day, an English player, about 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Clive, I saw a situation and it hurt me. And this guy was an Indian guy, cricket lover. I said, what happened? He said, I saw some other guys coaching the rest of the team, and David Gordon was behind there just looking on. That is the respect that people have for some of our players. But we have to have respect for them too.
Mm-hmm.
We seem to be giving all these jobs to other people, and we have people there who know about the West Indies psyche. They know how West Indians think.
Mm-hmm.
And the point is that they will be able tell them to pull them up.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
But we have done it. So, and you have to respect that, because these guys, as I said, experience is a good school, but the fees are high.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. That's very true. Very, very true indeed.
And all we have to do is to harness the talent that we have.
Right.
We have guys, you know, you keep telling Admire and who ran how great they are, but when they go, they get 6 and 8. They want 1 good score and 4 bad.
Mm.
Right. And it's not that the people are getting them out; they're getting themselves out.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's very
all
true.
All we need is that we need people to keep telling them all the time. Mentors, these guys at this age, they need. And you see, the point is, I know everybody wants to play in the IPL because it's big money.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have to, the rudiments of the game, you've got to understand it, because when you go to play against those Australian guys in Australia, those cricket wickets, you've got to be on top of your game.
Clive, you just made an interesting comment about the CPL cricket and IPL cricket. Do you think it has done West Indies cricket any real good? And secondly, if there was one thing that you were permitted to do to put West Indies cricket on the right path now, what would that be?
Mm-hmm.
I would think I would try to get the right people to coach.
Mm-hmm.
Guys who've got the knowledge. You have to understand West Indies. If you don't understand, I saw a white South African guy was crying the other day when King made 100.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, I don't know if it brought home to me that it's obvious that this guy likes his job. Good.
Mm-hmm.
We have to put things in place that when you start out, that you start out with all the things that you're going to get to the top of your game. We have to get the right people telling you what is the situation. We have to get you thinking the same way. We have universities all over the West Indies, but I haven't seen one yet that can help you with school.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen one yet that can help us where the leadership is concerned. All these are things that we need. We should have guys who are playing for class cricket should have a coaching level 1, level 2 coaching certificate. It helps your game, and it's going to help your partner. The other thing I would do, I said the other day, this single room situation is it's not good for our cricket at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
We have youngsters who are 19 and 18. At night, if they're playing a test match, they want somebody to talk to how they're going to approach situations. But they go to bed and they don't know how to think for the next day.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody. We don't have to. Walk out things to them. So I can see, you can see these guys running the game, you know, as we go along.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We had a thing and now we come out and we find. When we come out, we're still learning. When we get to the, it's too late for us to do all that coaching when you're a test cricketer.
Mm-hmm.
All that done before. So that means that when you get to the levels of inter, we call it intercolonial, because we used to call it that.
Mm-hmm.
We now have to get the right people involved. We have to get the right coaches, the right doctors. We have to have the right physio, trainer. The same things that they're going to get in the West Indies team should be at the level that they're playing to Guyana,
mm-hmm.
Barbados, Trinidad, and so on. So that when they get to the test match level, it's all there. You don't have to, you don't have to learn too much, really. When a guy finishes county cricket, when he goes in to the test match arena, you can see that, you know, he's ready. The Indians got about 5 or 6, 7 middle-order batsmen and 14 batsmen that's pitching right away. And when they get a, when they are called up to play for the country, they perform. Because we are not teaching our kids the right thing. We have a little guy here, Shamir Brooks.
Right.
Looks a good cricketer.
Shamir Brooks, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Playing his first test match.
Mm-hmm.
First test match he's playing. You put him up number 3. Your number 3 should be your best player.
Yeah. Right.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
So I
agree
with
that. He should, I hope, or one of those should have been up there, or the off spinner from Barbados, that he's made hundreds before, and that guy should have been protected.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he'd have been a much, he would have a better introduction into test cricket.
Mm-hmm.
He's got ability.
Mm-hmm.
We have King, we have Chai Ho, we have cricketers there who can see us. Oh, but the point is, we're mixing them up with too much of this one day cricket.
Mm-hmm.
These young guys, I know it's a lot of money for them.
Right.
We have to think of the future. Let them play the longer game before you have them flogging all over the place. No, I would like to see somebody like a Brooks back in the middle.
Right.
And then when he starts to do, you can move him up.
You can move him up, yeah. Clive,
we have tremendous cricketers in the West Indies. We have fast bowling.
Mm-hmm.
We have spinners.
Mm-hmm.
We need to harness that.
Mm-hmm. Tony was asking you if you think you know, the CPL and the T20 cricket. I mean, do you think that's helping our cricket at all?
Well, the point is, boy, I tell you, if I say that, people are going to think that, you know, I don't want anybody to say that I'm jealous of any. Never been, and never will.
Right.
All these guys are making money.
Do not be afraid, Clive.
not afraid at all. Never been that way. But the point is, I want to let them know that we have to protect our cricket.
Right.
When we lose all these cricketers to this T20, we only have 5 million people.
Right.
England has 360 cricketers on show every year. Billions in India, Pakistan,
right.
Sri Lanka. The only people who've got the same amount of people are the New Zealand. But the point is, they now have a better system.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to play the one there, fine, but they play their. The New Zealand cricket board said, listen, you can go and play anywhere, but when we have our cricket, we want you back there. It's kind of a 5-year agreement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All guys gonna tell you, no, I'm missing out and feeling, and I want to be next year, and but we don't have that money to do. So we have to get all guys in frame of mind that you can go to the IPL, but if you have all cricket at home, you gotta come home and play it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Clive,
I know I could do that. That is the only way we will improve.
Well, Clive, I'm afraid we got to go now because actually we're sneaking into a program called Focus on the Family, and I should listen to that as well, VOB929.com. So we want to thank you, Clive, for coming through. Enjoy the rest of this morning now. I think it's morning now, Clive.
It's just after one. Again, I've missed out on my cocoa.
All right. Well, the next time I see you, Clive, you're going to be coming home for the elections in Guyana. That's slated for March the 2nd. Please come home and vote, Clive Lloyd.
Well, I can't. That would be illegal.
All right. Thanks to you, Clive Lloyd, for coming through and talking to us. Thanks to you. It's been a pleasure having you, Tony Marshall, in the studios again. We heard from Roger Harper, Brian Davis. Jeffrey Dujon was absolutely brilliant as usual. Colin James started the show. And, of course, Fazer Muhammad, he was very much a part of the program. Of course, Dr. Andrew Ford. I'm Andrew Mason. Here's hoping for a better tomorrow. It's good night.
Our nation has produced some of the greatest cricket. Demon spitted fire, he had only one desire, just to see the West Indies stay a force, and to make his dream come true, anything he prepared to do, regardless of the physical course. Now he's to the end of his journey, about to retire gracefully. I say we owe him plenty gear surety, so we must all get together and say praise and thanks to the brother and wish him all the best in the future. So come on, let us
give it up for Courtney.
What a great Caribbean man that brought so much joy to the region. Let us
give it up for Courtney.
Wish you long life, good health, and prosperity. From Border Lord to Karachi, Kensington, Bombay or Sydney, he had the enemy under pressure. When they see the big man coming, if you see them how they're talking, they all know it was peace like fire. Every cricket fan around the world was a pleasure to see him bowl, because he give it all with his heart and soul. So to every West Indian island, we must sing out praise to this champion and say thanks to this Caribbean man. Come on, brother.
Give it up for Courtney.
That great Caribbean man that brings so much pride to the region. Let us
give it up for Courtney.
We wish you long life, good health, and prosperity, and your family. Anytime you visit the island,
Where's a worker on vacation? No passport for you is necessary. For all the good things you do, these islands belong to you. You are now considered honorary. For the contribution you made to these West Indian islands, we award you the medal of the highest distinction. We wish you long life and prosperity to you and your family from now till eternity. So let us sing it. Give it up for Courtney. That great West Indian man that brought so much love to the region. Let us give it up for Courtney. We wish you long life, good health and prosperity.
Offer our congratulations, and we want to apologize to our listeners for the break in transmission. So Mason and Guest is in two parts, part one and part two. So we invite you to access both the episodes, and you'll have the extent of most of the show this evening. Another wonderful show. We also want to extend an invitation to all our listeners who will be hearing us. Join us on Sunday from 6 until 9. And we're having some experience, difficulty getting into our show, but the numbers that you can try to reach us is 1-515-605-9850. 1-515-605-9850. Or call or write to host Leon Francis or any other members of the panel, and they will be able to get you in. So good night. God bless. And hope you enjoyed this evening's show, though truncated. Hope you can get the gist of it. Most of it have been rebroadcasted on our episode. So be sure to join and see if you can get most of the show. Good night. God bless. Until next Sunday or Saturday morning to be exact, we have a show. We provide some entertainment at that show between 9 and 12. And then on Sunday, we'll have the full cricket talk from 6 until 9. Good night, and God bless.